the one hand, Bobby Jindal seems to be with us, and on the other hand, it seems like the agenda moves forward anyway. I mean, yeah, I got that right or not really?
That he's not really with us at all. His stance against Common Core standards, obviously we've explained that already, a stance simply against the standards can never change anything, because all that stance calls for is a new set of standards. And as we explained with the global workforce, those standards have to be largely the same no matter what. So he's leading everyone against a phone fight. If you want to fight standards, you have to fight all of them, or else you just keep getting the same thing over and over and over again. And so that's a fake fight he's leading us in, and it's a distraction, because if he really wanted to save our children, if he was really concerned about what was happening to our children, then what he would do is not allow his Division of Administration to complete the state longitudinal database, and to do it in such a way that will maintain all of their data sharing agreements, which in our state, our data sharing agreements from the Department of Ed extend to the Board of Regents, the Student Financial Assistance Office, the IRS, the Workforce Development Office, DHH, our health and hospitals, so that all the medical records will be in this database as well. School behavioral records, so that, kindergartners might be haunted by something that happened way back when. Because all of this is being put in to profile each person. And we want to stress that it's each person, because the longitudinal database that his Office of Administration, Division of Administration, is in the process of completing in spite of the law, it is not just existing for students who are at any point in time currently enrolled in schools. The RFP stipulates that students as far back, all the way from 1993, all of their records, their comprehensive records, will also be in this file, now in this master person index. Now, if the concern really was just to store records of children so that it's easily accessible to the districts to use and for the state to make their reports to the feds, why would they need someone from 1993's records? Why would that be necessary?
That's a good question.
So our governor is really misleading people. He's joined the ranks with American Principles Project and Freedom Works and Heritage and Eagle Forum and Family Research Council. In our state, those are the major drivers of it, to lead people in this fight only against this particular set of standards while moving forward with all of the most dangerous parts of this agenda.